W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Relations between the U.S. and China taking another hit this week as defense officials say a Chinese spy balloon is floating over the U.S. The revelation comes just ahead of a planned trip to China by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. That trip now canceled.
We are told that the White House is keeping communications to China open, but even though Beijing in that rare move expressed regret over this, it was not enough to salvage Secretary Blinken's trip. What is clear tonight is that all of this is only further escalating tensions between our two countries.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Democrats poised to shake up their presidential primary schedule starting next year, replacing Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot. A vote by the party's membership is set to take place on Saturday amid the DNC's winter meeting in Philadelphia this weekend. Authorities in Dallas say they've arrested a suspect in a string of incidences at the city's zoo, including the theft of two monkeys this week and the escape of a small leopard last month. This is ABC News. California is reversing course on a state policy first announced by Governor Newsom during the pandemic.
As the country's most populated state gets ready to end its coronavirus emergency later this month, it's also backing away from plans to issue emergency regulations, adding the COVID vaccine to the list of required school vaccines. In October of 2021, California Governor Gavin Newsom made a headline-grabbing announcement that California would require the COVID vaccine for children to be in classrooms. Then the rule was delayed until the summer of 2023. Now California's Department of Public Health saying it will not seek emergency rules to require COVID vaccines to attend schools. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
After more than two decades, officials say they've identified a skull found in 1997 in Alaska's interior. Investigators say they identified the remains belonging to Gary Frank Southerden of New York using genetic genealogy. It's believed he died from a bear attack. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local civic media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local civic media radio station, streaming everywhere on the civic media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, and anything goes Friday, you and me, 3 hours here, whatever's on your mind. Yeah, there's a giant balloon floating over the United States from China. Initial reports were that it was a spy balloon, then it became a weather balloon, and now they're kind of back to thinking it might be a spy balloon. Nobody really knows for sure, apparently. We'll figure out, you know, the Pentagon's holding a press conference right now. They just said, you know, this doesn't represent any kind of military threat or anything. But of course, over on the right-wing media, they're going, oh my God, did it take off from Wuhan? Is it bringing, biological agents? Are they coming to destroy America? We got to do this. Oh my God. Take a deep breath. One Chinese source says that this is actually coming from a private Chinese organization that's mapping weather around the world. I mean, who knows? Who knows? It's hard to imagine that any private corporation in China could do such a thing without the permission of the military there. So we'll see what it leads to. But let's not get all bent out of shape about these things. So we got a lot to talk about today. I have a couple of stories, but mostly it's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind. 202-808-9925 is our phone number. I want to get into this issue of growing fascism in America and this arms race for people who want to lead our country. Also have how Biden owned Kevin McCarthy. I got to tell you about that this morning. This is hysterical. And the Supreme Court rules that you can have a gun if you are under a restraining order for domestic violence. Actually, it wasn't the Supreme Court. It was the Fifth Circuit Court. This will probably head to the Supreme Court. Also, in the second hour of the program, Representative Ilhan Omar booted off her committee while pro-Hitler GOPers, Republicans, go on the committee. I'll tell you about that. We've got a nice clip from Eric Swalwell about that in the second hour of the program. Also, why the College Board watered down its new course on Black history in the second hour. And in the third hour of the program, a tragic story of how insurance companies made a fortune on, in this case, one man's misery. They ended up, because it got a lot of publicity, they ended up not making a fortune on it. But generally speaking, how these insurance companies make a fortune on all of our misery and how frequently they win when we try to challenge them. It's really shocking. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. And by the way, at the very end of my op-ed, the op-ed is titled Growing Fascism in America is in an Arms Race for Those Who Aspire to Lead. Kind of long. Probably should have just headlined it. American fascists are in an arms race. But anyhow, you get the point. At the very bottom of it is a link to a piece that I published in mid-December, or toward the end of December, about how global warming leads to cold weather. For those of you, I get it. We've had just insane cold here in the Pacific Northwest for the last week, and now that weather is traveling across the central and southern and eastern parts of the United States today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of right-wingers, you know, friends and family who may be calling you up and saying, well, where's that global warming? You know, it's supposed to be warm here. What? What's going on? We talked about this on the air back in December, so I won't repeat it all, but there's a link to that article if you need it. It's a resource for you, right? So to fascism, Ron DeSantis, you know, appears to have succeeded in his attempts to bully the College Board into stripping Black Lives Matter discussions out of the AP African American Histories course. Turns out that, and I didn't know this until I read this yesterday in Judd Legum's newsletter over at popular.info, the College Board pulled in about $2 billion last year, apparently, certainly over $1 billion. And their CEO made $2.5 million, which is pretty breathtaking. They used to make most of their money with the SAT test, selling tests. But now only about 5% of colleges are requiring SAT tests, and you know, compared to 55% just a decade ago. And so the College Board is looking for new ways to make money, and one of the ways that they do this is by coming up with these advanced placement courses for high school students that qualify for college credit. And this African American Studies course was one. And you know, this is frankly what fascists do. I mean, in addition to threatening teachers with prison if they don't remove books from their classroom, arresting Black men who were told they could vote and then did so, and now demanding menstrual histories from high school girls, presumably to look for pregnancies, that was my speculation. Apparently, what they're trying to do is say, well, if you don't have menstrual, you must be trans, and therefore you can't. But God only knows. Nonetheless, DeSantis has laid a reign of terror against minorities and young people all across the state of Florida. And bullying like this is at the core of authoritarian behavior. I mean, you know, I talked about this yesterday in my piece about DeSantis. Cruelty is the point. But I'd say it's also fascism. This was a word that was coined by Mussolini in the 1920s. And it's here. I mean, our first confrontation with fascism was not World War II. Here in the United States, our first confrontation with fascism was the Confederacy. The Confederacy was a fascist state, or had become a fascist state. In the 1820s, the cotton gin was starting to get widespread sales across the southern states. It was very expensive, but one machine with a horse could do the work of 50 enslaved people. And so what happened was the large plantations, like the ones who were the ancestors of Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, those large plantations, I don't know that his ancestors' plantation had a cotton gin, but odds are, you know, given that he's kind of the ancestor of this dynasty. In any case, those large plantations were able to just economically wipe out their smaller competitors. And over this period of time from the 1820s, the early 1820s, late 18-teens, right up through the 1850s, these oligarchic families, fewer than 1,000 families in you know, half a dozen, I don't recall exactly how many states were in the Confederacy, but among most of the Confederate states, the cotton-growing Confederate states in particular, were able to basically consolidate all the wealth in the state. And it wasn't, I mean, you know, Black people were enslaved, but poor whites had it bad too. This is from a book by Carrie Lee Merritt. It's titled Masterless Men, Poor Whites and Slavery in the Antebellum South. She writes, poor whites made particularly inviting targets for a southern legal system dominated by slaveholders. On the eve of secession, slaveholders were still jailing poor whites for small amounts of debt, publicly whipping thieves and auctioning off debtors and criminals for their labor to the highest bidder. In addition to the region's sophisticated legal system, the Old South also had an extremely effective extra legal system to keep the lower class whites in their places. From vigilance committees to Minuteman groups, these organizations helped maintain both slavery and the Southern social hierarchy, and ultimately forced a divided region to wage an unwanted war. This was fascism. It was, the United States was attacked by a collection of states that had gone fascist. And thus we had the Civil War. So that was our first experience of fascism in North America. And the second, of course, was, you know, our battle against Hitler, but it was also a battle against American fascists. And we had American fascists in the United States Senate. This is the essence of Rachel Maddow's podcast, Ultra. If you haven't heard it yet, it's really worth listening to. It's 8 or 9 hours long, but it is just a jaw-dropper. And fascism's main doctrines are hate and intolerance. And that's all you're getting from the GOP these days. The fascism's main tools are violence and intimidation. Again, you know, what we're seeing, fascists showing up at state capitals fully armed, wearing battle armor and waving Confederate flags. They're just trying to replicate what Mussolini's black shirts did and what Hitler's brown shirts did. Every new mass shooting, every assassination of black people, every attack against Hispanics, the El Paso Walmart, queer people, Asian Americans, Jews, the Tree of Life congregation, children, the list of school shootings is too lengthy for this article. White allies, Kyle Rittenhouse's targets. Every single one of those shootings amps up the terror people in these groups feel when they see armed white men, which is the whole point of it. That's their goal. And we're now the only democracy, the only advanced democracy in the world that regularly suffers from such acts of domestic terrorism. And this is because we're the only country in the developed world with national media organizations and a major political party that have embraced fascist rhetoric and tolerate, in fact, congratulate fascist speech and behavior. You know, this is authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is at the foundation of fascism. As, you know, I've talked with John Dean on this program about numerous times. Fascism destroys lives and nations. In Germany, you know, they started banning books in schools. Then they moved to removing books from libraries. There's a picture of Nazis removing books from a library on my article today at HartmanReport.com. And then they went, and then they started actually burning books, having bonfires. And then they started going house to house looking for books, particularly in Jewish houses. This is literally how it starts, and we need to be aware of this. Alrighty, I got to tell you how Biden owned McCarthy. It'll just take a moment and on the other side of this break, and then I will pick up your phone call. So stick around. We will be right back, 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls here on Anything Goes Friday.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote.
Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? You know, it's creeping up on us here. Well, put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he's going to truly love. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that one. ManCrates. Oh, by the way, the decanter, personalized, that's free. They will put his name right on it. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free. And every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. And I can get you 20% off at ManCrates.com. Just use that code LOVE20 at ManCrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at ManCrates.com. And, by the way, it turns out Ron DeSantis has his own book banning troops, the Woke Busters. They're called the Manatee Patriots. They recently put out a recruitment call for woke busters to be the eyes and ears and boots on the ground in the schools to stop educators from filling the libraries with these books. And one of the site breathlessly reads, "We've more things found in the library. The book, the offensive material that they flagged, Michelle Obama's autobiography, and a history of Barack Obama's presidency." Yep, they not only want to erase sex education, but they want to remove any evidence that we ever had a black president. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. Kevin McCarthy went to the White House yesterday and met with Joe Biden, and he came out and tried to pretend that they were engaged in negotiations. He said, "No agreements, no promises, except that we would continue this conversation." And then he said this word salad that makes no sense. Maybe you can tell me what he means. Quote, "There's nothing in there but me walking away that does not believe at the end of the day we can come to an agreement." Eh? But here's what the White House had to say. It was a frank and straightforward dialogue. The one overriding message President Biden made clear that as every other leader in both parties in Congress has affirmed, it is their shared duty not to allow an unprecedented and economically catastrophic default. Right. All righty, picking up your phone calls here, Ted in Washington, D.C. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm
a little bit disturbed about Mr. DeSantis. I assume he's a pretty smart guy, and he's using, he's relying on polling data to decide, to determine how he should, what direction he should be moving in order to successfully run for president. And what bothers me is that apparently his polling data is telling him that he needs to, be bigoted and racist in order to, gain votes, not just in Florida, but all over the country. Mm-hmm. And as an African American, that really bothers me that, that his pollsters would be advising him that racism is a good idea.
I'm not sure it's just that, though, Ted. I mean, several of his students, he taught in a private high school after he got out of college, after he got his law degree from Yale. And and several of his students have said that he was just a big booster of the Confederacy. He was a total boy fan of it.
I can understand that. I mean, we've had other, politicians who have been in that position. But, I mean, if you're trying to, gain enough, popularity that you could actually become president, and you're using this polling data to get there, what bothers me, like I said, is that his pollsters are telling him that this is a good idea. Yeah. I'm 70 years old. I've been through in my lifetime. I've seen all kinds of, torture that has happened to black people. One of the ones that I recall when I was a teenager was a black man who had been tied to the back of a pickup truck and dragged down the road until his skin was pulled off.
James Byrd, wasn't his
name?
And
what I'm afraid of is that that's something that can come back.
Yeah,
that's all I had to say.
Wasn't that James Byrd? Wasn't that his name?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when that happened, and that of course was not unique. I mean, that just got a lot of publicity. I share your concern, Ted. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's an author by the name of Philip Dre that had written a book about this. I think he might be an interesting person to talk about.
Okay, great. To. I'll check it out, Ted.
Thank you.
I absolutely share your concerns. I see fascism rising in America, and it concerns me tremendously. And I hope that we can nip this in the bud. Although I think we're past the bud, the flower now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Back with your calls on the other side of this. You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad. But what you might be surprised to learn is that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, though, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I have to do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just
a progressive voice.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Relations between the U.S. and China taking another hit this week as defense officials say a Chinese spy balloon is floating over the U.S. The revelation comes just ahead of a planned trip to China by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. That trip now canceled.
We are told that the White House is keeping communications to China open, but even though Beijing in that rare move expressed regret over this, it was not enough to salvage Secretary Blinken's trip. What is clear tonight is that all of this is only further escalating tensions between our two countries.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Democrats poised to shake up their presidential primary schedule starting next year, replacing Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot. A vote by the party's membership is set to take place on Saturday amid the DNC's winter meeting in Philadelphia this weekend. Authorities in Dallas say they've arrested a suspect in a string of incidences at the city's zoo, including the theft of two monkeys this week and the escape of a small leopard last month. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Krut.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most right-wing bench in America, I believe a majority of their members were appointed by Donald Trump. I may be wrong on that. It might be a large minority. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. But a three-judge panel from the Fifth Circuit, this is, you know, the Deep South Circuit, ruled yesterday that it is unconstitutional for cities, counties, or states to prevent people who are under restraining orders for domestic violence from having weapons. It's unconstitutional. Some guy has been beating up his wife. He's got a gun. He threatens her with it. You got to let him keep the gun. This is truly bizarre. The case is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And the ruling said restrictions must be, quote, consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Right. Historic. I mean, you know, does anybody know the story of Tombstone, Arizona? Anyway, picking up your calls. Anything goes Friday. Kathleen in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Kathleen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Good morning. So happy to be able to visit with you. If you want to know the thread of history that we are still in the middle of, there is a compilation of speeches by Native American leaders starting from 1540 up to the 21st century. And what these speeches do, they are by Native American leaders to leaders of the United States in various settings. But what it shows with no ambiguity is the horror of European culture has done, not only to the Native Americans, but to the detriment of Europeans, we, the descendants of those Europeans ourselves.
Right.
The words are original to the Native Americans, and it is one of the most compelling, eye-opening understandings of ourselves as a culture as I've ever run into.
What's the title of the book and the author?
The book is called Great Speeches by Native Americans, and it is available through the Southwestern Indian Foundation. It's online, and I can go offline and talk to your...
Is it available on like Amazon and other, you know, Powell's and stuff like that?
That I don't know, because I just got it through the Native American Foundation.
Oh, Sean just checked. It's on Amazon. So, okay. Great Speeches by Native Americans. Cool.
Great Speeches by Native Americans, yeah. The good part about it is, though, if you think in terms of the progress that we've made and the progress that we need to make, you can always go back to these speeches and compare what we're doing today to what they were saying back then.
There you go.
And that's all I have to say.
Okay, Kathleen, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Mike in Twisp, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I was wondering if DeSantis's book banners are going to discover the fact that every single play written by Shakespeare was performed in drag because it was illegal for women to perform on stage.
You're right.
In Elizabethan England.
You're absolutely right.
So you have all these really great characters. And then to put a finer point on it, a play that's often performed in high school theater groups is The Twelfth Night, in mm-hmm. which Viola, one of the main characters, would be portrayed by a man in Shakespeare's time. And she, during the course of the play, takes the guise of a young man, becomes a man before she's revealed at the end to be a woman, which is such a gender bender and completely would fit the definition of being a drag show, I suppose.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it.
If it was performed in the original way, I mean, nowadays women play women in Shakespeare plays. But yeah.
In the case of Viola, that woman would then be performing as a man for a good portion of the play.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So I just wonder if they're going to go to the extreme of outlawing Shakespeare. I taught high school English for a while, and it was the plays of Shakespeare were part of the staple that we taught. And I have a great deal of respect. I go to the Shakespeare Festival down in Ashland and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and really have enjoyed now in my retirement going back and revisiting a lot of the plays when it suddenly occurred to me, you know, are we going to eliminate the greatest poet in the English language because it doesn't fit the Republican narrative?
Well, they certainly may well, you know, eliminate the Twelfth Night, you know, that particular play. I mean, you know, it's, that's amazing, Mike. I mean, this is, you know, cross-dressing or whatever you want to call it, you know, people dressing like the gender they are not. Has got to be as old as human history. I mean, you know, there's Native American stories about this. You know, they go back thousands of years. Yeah. And of course, you know, you're right about Shakespeare's time. But, you know, they've got to have this.
In the theater arts.
Yeah, but the right-wingers have got to have somebody to hate on. And, you know, the easiest thing to hate on is the smallest group, you find a minority, and then if you can find a minority within a minority, like trans people within the larger gay community or queer community, then you know you've hit the rocket ship to the moon. I mean that's perfect because they don't have a large constituency. You know, few people are going to defend them. They don't even have a lot of people who know trans people. You know, who have trans people in their families. So, yeah,
I think Shakespeare's got a pretty big constituency, and I think to use him to point out the absurdity and stupidity of their agenda might be helpful.
I agree. That's a great one. Mike, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Happy Friday to you. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Wixom, there you go. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hi, Tom. My issue today relates to the debt ceiling crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very worried the Republicans are going to push us over the cliff on the debt ceiling.
They intend to.
Yes, I think so. And I have a concern about Biden and the Democrats' apparent strategy in countering that. I don't understand why Biden isn't leading with the issue of the huge Trump tax cuts for billionaires and corporations,
mm-hmm.
and how that is a main reason for the current deficits and how all the Republicans supported those.
I agree.
Instead of saying, show me your budget, I'd say something like, unless you're willing to repeal the Trump tax cuts, we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least the part of the Trump tax cuts that was, you know, in effect for people making over $400,000 a year. Biden has promised that he won't raise taxes on people who make under $400,000. And Trump did throw a bone to pretty much everybody, as they always do. You know, Reagan did that, Bush did that, and Trump did that.
Those aspects are automatically repealed. So what remains is the huge giveaway to the billionaires and the corporations. And I don't know if Biden and the Dems are missing this part of the response or if it's that the media are just not covering it when they do.
Yeah.
But I think that be a core part of educating the public about the budget deficit issue.
It might be both. I think the reason why the Biden administration is not saying that is not so much that, you know, they're concerned about being labeled as, oh, they just want to raise your taxes. It's that they don't want to be seen as negotiating. You know, Kevin McCarthy came out of that meeting with Biden and strongly implied, if not outright said, essentially to the media that he was in a negotiation. The Trump administration said, we're not in a negotiation. We're waiting to hear what they propose. You know, it's like it's like McCarthy comes to Biden and says, you know, we're going to hold the economy hostage if you don't give in to our demands. And then Biden says, okay, what are your demands? And McCarthy's like, well, so far it's working well for Biden. You know, the Republicans are owning themselves. But yeah, I think your point's well made, Marty. I spot on. Thank you very much for that call. By the way, did you catch that, you know, over 500,000 new jobs just came out? The unemployment rate's down to 3.4%. We haven't seen an unemployment rate this low since 1969. And, you know, when Lyndon Johnson was president, or actually, I guess Nixon was president. And we haven't seen a president have this much job creation in the first 2 years of his presidency ever in the history of the nation. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Biology is a huge part of the climate crisis. Worldwide, 1 million species are on the verge of extinction forever.
Yep.
30%, about one in every three species in the U.S. is on the verge of extinction forever. We can still save these species just as we did with the bald eagle in the 1970s by banning DDT. H.R. 2773, the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, will protect these species.
How?
Call or contact Senator Congress to pass this bill.
Yeah, I'm with you, but how does it do it?
It just provides protection, funding and protection and for all the species that are on the edge of extinction.
For the endangered species.
And it's a comprehensive plan to protect them. And also, I wanted to say, support the America the Beautiful initiative by President Biden and Vice President Harris to protect and preserve 30% of America's lands for wildlife, biodiversity, carbon absorption, recreation, wildlife quarters. It's a win-win-win for everybody, and
yeah.
It's very popular with all the voters.
I'm familiar with it, Chris. You're absolutely right, and the Biden administration is just doing some great stuff in this regard, and yes, people should be calling the members of Congress. Chris, thank you. I'm sorry we're out of time, but we'll be back. It's 15 minutes before the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the home of the political revolution. We'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, John in Huntington, New York. Hey, John, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I wanted to call to talk about the Bill Maher show. 2 weeks ago, he had on his first guest was Bill Barr. And it was actually a very disappointing interview, I thought. It's rare that you see Bill Barr sit down with a liberal to take questions. And I guess there was two things. There was a question that he answered, and then there was a question that he never asked, which really annoyed me. The one thing he didn't ask that I always wondered, and I would love to ask Bill Barr about, is that in the Mueller report, all the redactions that he placed, one of the biggest areas that were redacted was because of ongoing investigations. And I think there was even a list of something like at least a half a dozen ongoing investigations that were happening at the time of the Bill Mueller report. And obviously, I'm sure Bill Barr personally terminated them. And yet, that has never come out. Mm. And it would have been a good opportunity to ask that, because Bill Barr himself said, well, if a president can't be indicted because of the DOJ policy, well, then certainly why investigate? So I'm sure he terminated them all. And what were they? And I think that was a huge hole that he could have tried to at least explore. The other thing which really annoyed me, half of the interview was very softballs, and then finally he asked him about why didn't he indict for the obstruction, at least, or at least recommend that it could happen. And Bill Barr said, well, you know, it's if you look in Bill Mueller's report itself, he said it, not me. And that was his rationale. And Bill Maher just let it slide. And in fact, and I can't believe Bill Maher is this ignorant of what, you know, what happens in you know, current events. But and I don't know if you know about this, or you probably know more about it, but there was a memo that came out this past summer about the DOJ rationale for why they didn't indict. And it's been kept secret. And finally, there was a watchdog group. I don't know the name of them, but they requested under Freedom of Information Act to have it released. It went through a couple of courts, finally to an appeals court. I think it was Amy Berman Jackson was the judge. And she publicly said she was shocked by the memo. This is a memo that explains why they didn't indict. She made it sound like it was complete fabrication that Bill Barr created. And she demanded it to be released to the public. This was like back in August. And have you heard about it since then? Apparently, no. Bill, I think it was Biden, was the one who said he was afraid, he didn't want it released. And then I never heard a thing about it. I don't know if you have any comments on that.
I recall the event. Like everybody else, I don't know what's in that memo. I do know that Bill Barr is a cover-up artist. I mean, that's what he did in 1992 for George Herbert Walker Bush when he was looking at going to federal prison for his participation in the October surprise in Iran-Contra. And Bill Barr was the guy who recommended that he pardon all five people who were involved, including, you know, two people who had already been convicted and Casper Weinberger, which is the big one. Weinberger was apparently right in the middle of this whole thing, and he said that he was going to testify truthfully. And so they pardoned all of them, blew up the investigation, and you had this screaming headline across the top of the New York Times, a two-line, you know, giant all-caps headline, cover-up. This was on Christmas Day, 1992, the Bill Barr strikes, basically, the George Herbert Walker Bush had covered up his own involvement in Iran-Contra. And this was, 3 weeks before Bill Clinton was sworn in as president. This was after the election. So, Bill Barr has a long history, of being a very competent cover-up artist. So, I'm not surprised. But I didn't see the Bill Maher show, so I can't speak to it. John, I've got to move along. Thank you for the call. Marvin in Skokie, Illinois. Hey, Marvin, what's on your mind?
Hi. Tom, my issue today is getting at the basis of why people misbehave and have bad characters, and why there is domestic violence, fascism, Republican Party, misleading of the public, all of those issues together, I feel could be resolved if we encouraged and campaigned for ethical sensitivity in the minds of the public so that they were ethical and they knew why they were ethical and they didn't want to harm anybody else. And I think if they've had that on an emotional basis, this would...
Marvin, make this real for me. Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I feel you dismissed ethics too cavalierly, and I would like to see ethics taught on the high school level.
I agree, but can you give me an example of what you're talking about, or is that the example?
Okay, I think. People could be susceptible to fascist tendencies or to violence or to hate or cruelty if they didn't know their ethics. And so I'm proposing that universities should offer teachers the chance to learn ethics and teach it in high school.
See, I think ethics should be taught, not using that word, but I think ethics should be taught in first grade, second grade, third grade. I think this is that's the time when people's ethical core is being built, is early childhood. But broadly speaking, Marvin, I completely agree with you. And I'm just arguing that we should have curriculum in very early elementary school that defines value systems. We'll be right back. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.